Look, I'm going to read some poems issued all these in your hymn book. So I'm going to try doing just the Gaelic unless you're really scared, and then I'll do the Gaelic and the English if you want them. The first one is page 25. If you don't have one, then I'll get them for you.
Thank you.
And of course, if you actually do want the English, For some reason, many of my poems, actually on reflection, are deeply violent. And I apologize for that. I am not a violent person. I never said I'd write a poem about Iraq, and I didn't. But there's a poem which has Iraq on the first line, so I should apologize for that. This is on page 24. Bob and Boone. I'm also not married. This is in no way autobiographical, actually. Honestly. I once wrote a poem about Angela McLean's long legs, which unfortunately was autobiographical, which I'm never allowed to read in public. Especially after. Váðan rúðurti. Ató er as aðrak með váðan rúðurti. Gunn skjó er aðnist pósit gunn gu er með hakar er vós. Hann fyrir bæðan að hann er kitt í gæran er súr fyrr með pípi gafirig hafð með rúðurti. Ná, frám leið því dón og rúðurti as a gay of me and Salahar, as a spoon, I do wish to be a grass meat. An uncool doch martos ether. Nur a hike harshan, hanyr box of my version as written. Hanyr a fasoch mahuni. A kit, a kurshapet, wise and signorna. A screw that neath and is the arak. Hanyr a chisainis and peperin. Agus seachnach, chanir ach árasan na gynnu agus sanas an reg. Hadítha, sin urin hwyr te naithet, mis jachta a mascri uoch, nor eich smuon agus pas smuon ag unwaith, di tyrir na mar a wawan, a wawad yn jarach sy'n uoch, ach, hawanus ych yn gi siachin, na chlwyr rydd ffasg ar anach. Can you hear me okay if I just talk normally, because that's really annoying me? Can you hear me at the back?
No.
Okay, I'll stay with it.
Will you put it down?
Okay. One of the things that really annoyed me in recent poetry was the tendency to write small epigraphs, which are really quick to write and make poems look really, really quick. Look really intelligent, so you just take a one-line poem and go, ah, this is witty, this is funny. Because I was terrible at that. And I just never could get the wit and the humour into it. So what I did instead was I took lots of Gaelic proverbs and mangled them and threw them together. So the next poem we're going to do, Brekkaken, is that process. One of the most famous Gaelic proverbs is Isma and Skahan su carriage. A friend's eye is a good mirror, which you will have in Irish as well. Doesn't quite work out that way in this poem, but never mind. This is page 26. Brathakin. The shar is tossed the conscience and raised. The shar fiatin, in the conical year, is fat and nabbing. Or doing dinner, Ramus and Dorney, he's punching on it. حتی یا کلیف این سراس نایکه هن یکی از خیلیم تپفت از ایش نید کلیف خیلیم از مینک احان کورد گلیک از تایی کنتونه از اوانی فیر از ویز ان تای آون ایش فیگه نم جاون خود رو بکه کس ایگه خفر تارنگ اشکه اخه تار ایرا ریدن النور is mine and Cooper, the Smith and Chuckle and Cocky. Feel the Tonopra Hathor Boomer is cheer being. Is Minix, if I'm using Nagrekin. Is Mark and Scarham, Tails, Cool. More on Scarham, is Buck and Falling, that you're in the Warahane. Happy Dinner, is Kachne, the Mahaki. So telenovelas. Do you know what telenovelas are? Telenovelas. Latin American soap operas, like Dynasty, but with really big shoulder pads. Almost always there's an evil twin brother who appears again and again and again. So I wrote a poem about telenovelas, and it's terrible. So we're not going to do that one, but I really like talking about it. Someday it'll come true. Instead, I'm going to write my my satire on Louis MacNeice, which is only partially satirical. When MacNeice was working for the BBC in the 1930s, he travelled over to the Outer Hebrides of Scotland and wrote a book basically called I Cross the Minch, in which many of two or three of his most famous poems are written. And he spent this time, he hated Stornoway, the capital of my island, and he was absolutely right. Stornoway is a rank, terrible place. Never, ever, ever go there. But he lived short of and he was more or less right about that as well. So I wrote an affectionate reversioning of Louis MacNeice's Bagpipe Music. This is page 27. Gaimid a hir ddim chwrdrwm, et a siar ddyr is liawn o'r fai, dwi'n dor yn och a sy'n o'r yn ywyr sy'n arti cali sylwgi. Canir ych yn gwyth sy'n tyrdyr, mae'n lyns y sy'n crin yn tiol, canir sy'n ach dram ysgwydet ysgwyn sy'n ar gyr. Canir ych cion am ochi, canir ych yn chi yn o'r chi, canir ych yn yw'n o'r marwch, pobi ych yn yw'n eid. Yna yw'r handbol i anu. Fan mi ffyrwch am y... Aw, ffiach mis oes yn adeg sôn mewn as. Fan mi ffyrwch am y Barcelona yn Spanish sôn. Aw, graf so a Spanish ac mwys gymi si ac yn fi. Fan eithr hiangdygit a Spanish. I lived in Barcelona for a while, so I translate some poems from Spanish, which is wonderful, because it means that other poetry, and I always have an excuse to read at least one good poem. Not looking for sympathy, but it means that I do, it's obviously to have a mix of languages and a mix of other voices that aren't your own. So this is El Niño Mudo by Federico Garcia Lorca, who earlier this year they thought they had found his body, and so they excavated a mass grave, but he wasn't there, so he is still lost. This is page 29. And the Spanish is El Niño busca su voz. La tenía el rey de los ríos. En un gota de agua buscaba su voz, el niño. No lo quiero para hablar. Me haré con ella un anillo que llevará mi silencio en su dedo pequeñito. En un gota de agua buscaba su voz, el niño. La voz cautivo a lo lejos, se ponía un traje de frío. Pampaloch y shiroch adu, ese y crin en rolenin. Anon brain ishke, shiroch adu en baloch. Canil mi cayeri en son brin, ni mi faanimish, e hocus mahof, er mochuschak. ama brin eşke şiirip edin imbarok. Hangut reyçinok. Fatı fabat. Ta yeşe olanlar. I'll do a couple more. I won't do all of them, but yeah, go for it. The next one is related to Aleister Crowley, who was a late 19th century, early 20th century occultist. Do you all know Crowley? Yeats was a big fan of his work. He was known as the wickedest man in the world, the Great Beast, and was a member of the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn. I believe he was very nice to his mother. He was also a very, very skilled mountaineer and was part of the first of the Europeans to climb K2. So at one point he visited the Isle of Skye, and his signature is in the visitor's book and sleeps at hotels. So there is, in some way, a connection going on today. So this is page 30 of the Crowley. Am yn amhyr yn sydd ydyn nhw, ydy chai'n ydych. Dysyn chlechyn ni, chaiwthyn cochaitsyn ys ysgil o'ch yn. Cym, gyntaf osg bach egen yr ac yn cyrch, sy'n jach yn myclys y brysdyn ar y dwaen y larfyn. Cym, gyrriad ffafrn y dwysyn ni, y hap mac o fyrin anwyd ysgwynd, mae o'n yn sgir a'r crygu. Cam, gyfyd cio fawn, edrych ar y gafoch a lysiachtri. Stoch oedd yn crytyn, a crytyn hwtioch sy'n gyda mir yn stad a llyngu yn y sŵr. And this is the penultimate point.
Okay, you need more time. Okay, good. Not too long now. Just the long of the poem.
Okay. I was for a couple of summers in Crete on an archaeological dig for the Irish Institute of Hellenic Studies at Athens, which is based out of Trinity and UCD. And they have a wonderful site of Trinitas Pyrgos, which is in the Gulf of Mirabella in Crete, on the beach. So you can spend up to 6 months each summer digging on a beach and nominally do something useful. It's a wonderful site. It's back in the Roman age, Byzantine time. There's lots of interesting material there. And one of the strangest things they found was a pile of skeletons, all tumbled on top of each other, which suggests they weren't buried there in the first instance, but the grave had been moved and all of the bones got mixed up. This is about it. This is on page 32. It is called in Gaelic and O in English. Bale Naisnoch is le Naisnoch ille. Three common dua is soon in the Iachar na brown gatua's gajess, is lav asnithin the cosmic, from palus treyachin. Is pees clachan pasche, in netachit, the felvis chesoch, grian lagal gyn gawach ile, gyn stailche gyr sib e prey, fosan kalach gyn na yehidje, gar magis silanarik, fosio gyrgu poponica. Nyr yr ysgol yn tawr ffoch beth lle dysgu yn neu, ierich gysleddoch. Slytse ar o awns yn ddwyn ac ffyrdol, ac ad y chorygym, a dwyll yn bre na cael cawl a chlyos dorch. Oh, there was a half skeleton and another three femurs and a thigh eye, pelvis to north and to south, and a hand of ribs. Sign open through the plough layer, and the cut of an infant skull nesting in the southern pelvis, sun white to moon white, salt butter stroked smooth, a fossil locked against time, mocking and quivering from seed to egg to omega. When you then prized open its cavity with your scalpel, there rose slowly and open. For you, the sound was just a sound treasure, but somewhere a country of the unborn worm, the loss of each fruit and hope. I was going to say, yeah, comes only, the last one I'm going to read is on page 34. It is almost a love poem, which is a bit of a surprise. The final thing is that you have a poem to cut out and keep and take home yourselves, which you can collect at the door. It is, you have to use scissors, chop it up, reorder it. It's a noir tale. It's lovely. Only one person died. They're there for if you want. This is the last poem. Who is reading? Dreamers. In place of Hesitus, Inicum is Puskmus, is Inicum, is there Torsicus, the Jonkin, the Villa Hesses from the Bigam. Ruth is in Pichoch, the Hanit, is Menyachus, the Vid, na Fatrin, Baruch den Til, is in Eden, na Boschkis, na the Trunkhat. What kind of